About a dozen Alaska lawmakers and others are in Norway looking at how the country develops its renewable and fossil fuel resources. Norway gets 98% of its energy for in-country use from hydropower. They export their oil and gas to Europe and other markets, mainly through a system of seabed pipelines. Nils Andreasen is the managing director at Anchorage-based Institute of the North, the organization that pulled the visit to Norway together. He says oil development is run by a coalition of state and private industry, and all their oil production is offshore. He says he's hearing positive comments from Alaska's legislators.
I think everybody's just very impressed with the competence that the Norwegian government has displayed in its development. I think the capacity and the resources applied to really getting it right, to making sure that investment isn't curtailed based on the tax regime, at the same time that the Norwegian government is very committed to getting its maximum benefit from its resources. I think we'll be spending actually a few hours tomorrow as a group kind of brainstorming what are the action items, what are the recommendations that we do feel should be brought back to Alaska.
And what about their environmental record? All of their development, their oil infrastructure is offshore.
I think they've got some of the most stringent environmental regulations in the world. They haven't had any major incidences in their history, in their 30, 40-year history. They have a regulatory body that's committed specifically to health and environmental issues. And they work very closely with industry, with communities, and with the government to make sure that they're doing it right.
And what have you been able to determine, if you have, about the relationship between the government body of Norway and the oil producers? Is it contentious? You mentioned that they're very strictly regulated. What have you been able to find out about that?
Yeah, it's interesting because they've noted that in the U.S. and maybe in Alaska that it is an us versus them or a contentious relationship. And in Norway, it's not like that. It's a partnership. It's a relationship in which both parties profit, both parties understand one another, work well with one another. I think they spend a lot of time up front making sure they've got the right relationships in place to make sure this works.
And how does it compare to Alaska, the amount that the government of Norway gets from the oil production? How does that compare to what Alaska takes here?
It's actually fairly similar, I think. It's very complicated at the same time, and a different structure. I think royalties in Alaska versus a different tax structure in Norway, but roughly the same. Both countries, Alaska and Norway, have various kinds of investments or deductions that companies can apply.
We hear in Alaska a lot of argument from pro-development folks that there's too much regulation, that the environmental standards are too stiff here in the U.S. and in Alaska. After seeing the structure is in Norway, does that make sense?
I think the Norwegians, rather than multiple bodies trying to oversee multiple regulations, they have a one-stop shop where in a very simplified process where it all works out, and oil companies can trust that they're going to have a very quick process. I think it takes a very little time for an application to be vetted very completely and approved.
Nils Andreasen is the managing director of Institute of the North. Links to more details about the trip are at our website, alaskapublic.org.